As we are in the period of the 3-day fast, I ask if we would just all join together and meditate on a few stanzas of the Buddha of Madhaprem. Do fasting for 40 days, caring and feeding hungry, like David, son of Jesse, pray you 7 times a day. Prophets Moses, Elijah, fasted they for 40 days, overcame the Lord his foe by his 40 days of fast. Open door of grace for us, now accept our humble prayers, like those offered long ago from deep sea and cave and fire. Thou who hearest prayers to thee, supplications who dost heed, hear us reconciled thee, mercy show and grant our need. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one true God, forever and ever. Amen. For those of you who have your Bibles with you, if you would please open up to St. Matthew, chapter 24. Verses 42 through 51. That's St. Matthew, chapter 24, verses 42 through 51. The prayer before the reading of the Scriptures. Grant us, O Lord God, the knowledge of your divine words, and fill us with the understanding of your holy gospel, the richness of your divine gifts, and the endowments of your Holy Spirit. And grant us that with joy we may keep your commandments, perform and fulfill your will, and become worthy of your blessings and mercies. From you, our Lord and our God, forever and ever. Amen. Again, that's St. Matthew, chapter 24, verses 42 through 51. Watch, therefore, for you do not know what hour your Lord is coming. But know this, that if the master of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and not allowed his house to be broken into. Therefore, you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. Who then is a faithful and wise servant, whom his master made ruler over his household, to give them food in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his master, when he comes, will find so doing. Assuredly, I say to you, that he will make him ruler over all his goods. But if that evil servant says in his heart, my master is delaying his coming, and begins to beat his fellow servants, and to eat and drink with the drunkards, the master of that servant will come on a day when he is not looking for him, and at an hour that he is not aware of, and will cut him in two, and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. This evening, especially as we are in the period of the 3-day fast, and as we seek to prepare for the Great Lent, which is coming in a couple of weeks, this coming Sunday is known as the Sunday of the Departed Priests. And the theme that is very much relevant for us, especially during this fast, is this theme of being watchful or vigilant. As I think about the past few years, the world has witnessed a great amount of disasters and various tragedies. Especially in just the last few years, we heard of so many things such as tsunamis and hurricanes and earthquakes and tornadoes. And more recently, things like wars and killings, especially gun shootings and all those kind of things that are happening around us day in and day out that we see in throughout the media. And prior to the start of the new millennium, if we remember back in the year 2000, many were preparing and saying that this is it, the time has come. And even more recently, people have tried to predict the end of the world and said for us to be aware and to be ready for it. But none of those obviously have come true. And many people, I remember especially back at the turn of the year 2000, They tried to fulfill all their life dreams just before the clock struck 12 that year. And while most stood in fear, not knowing what to expect, Others went out and spent thousands of dollars to make sure they could enjoy the best part of their life. And as the clock struck 12, they stood in awe, realizing that nothing happened, nothing changed. Everything was the same, and it was just like any other New Year celebration. And for a moment, we as Christians, we may even laugh or think how foolish it is for them people to even think like that. But sadly, this was the scene around the world just 13 years ago. And this is the scene that has been coming more prevalent as we move along from year to year. And while some really do fear the coming of the Lord, others stand in confusion, uncertain of where they will be next. It is in this type of thinking and confusion that the Holy Church reminds us of the great need to be fully alert and ready at all times, for no one knows the exact day or the hour when the Son of Man will return, but only the Father in heaven. And this is truly the message of the gospel that we just read this evening, to be watchful and to be alert. And I know many of us here are thinking, there's just got to be more time. We don't need to worry about us today, because there's always tomorrow. There's that notion. We don't need to worry about judgment day today, because there's always the future to take care of that. And knowing this attitude of this idea, quote, I don't have to be ready today because there's always tomorrow, Jesus speaks of the suddenness of the hour and the need to be ready for his return, as we heard in the gospel this evening. And one of the first things we must begin is by asking ourselves, what are we doing to keep watch, or are we even keeping watch? When things take a long time to occur, we often find ourselves waiting and waiting, and only to wait some more. But all of a sudden, the moment comes, and we are caught off guard and unprepared. Our impatience leads us to taking matter into our own hands rather than waiting for the Lord. I want us to recall for a moment the parable that Jesus spoke regarding the wise and foolish virgins. The custom was that the women were to wait for the coming of the bridegroom. The bridegroom would often come at night, a time that they did not expect, and those who wanted to accompany him would have to have lamps and oil for the grand procession. Of course, the five wise virgins, they brought extra oil, while the five foolish ones did not. Then while the foolish ones were out looking for the oil, the bridegroom comes. The door is shut, and they lose out. Brothers and sisters, there are no close seconds on the topic of being ready. You either are or you are not. So the question is for us as Christians, how are we to be watchful? The latter portion of the gospel we read this evening tells us exactly how. In this parable, Jesus contrasts a wise and faithful servant with that of an evil servant. And we all know Mar Ivanios, or otherwise commonly referred to as St. John Chrysostom, who we remember every Sunday during the fifth Bubden. He notes this parable as speaking of almsgiving, which is basically our charitable efforts of being able to give to others. And that the evil servant is evil because instead of giving out what the master gave him for the benefit of all, he makes use of it for himself. And in fact, this evil servant is caught unaware of the master's return. Just imagine for a moment, if he had actually known when his master would have come, he probably would have prepared himself. Yet he did not. And the key phrase that we have to remember is, he thought for a moment that my master is delaying his coming. So this shows forth the reason for his actions. And I think a lot of times, we, especially being youth or even just being young in age, we always have this notion that there's always time for everything, that I'm just young or I'm not there yet. But the reality is, thinking that the master's return was not yet to happen, And thinking that how this man somehow knew the hour was not yet, the hour comes upon him, and he is caught in a lack of virtues. The wise and faithful servant that we read in this parable, however, is the one who is doing what he is supposed to be doing all the time, so he is ready at any moment for the Lord's return. Jesus gives us an order. What I say to you, I say to everyone, stay awake. Revelation chapter 16, verse 15 says, blessed is the one who stays awake. As we watch, we are connected into the God who watches us. God's watchfulness over us includes his care for us. Everything we have, all that we need for each day, is provided to us by God himself. Not only does God provide us provide our physical needs, but those things that will lead us to the path of salvation. And it is through the sacrament of the Holy Kirvana, the divine liturgy, that he gives us his precious body and blood to eat and drink, giving us the power to keep watch. In a world of sin, vigilance and being alert is our call. I want each of us to remember there are no ordinary moments. God comes to us in each and every one of them. I want us to always remember the Father is with us, the Son is with us, the Holy Spirit is with us, as we say in every Holy Kirvana, and the kingdom is within us. The Father is with us, the Son is with us, the Holy Spirit is with us, and the kingdom is within us. Each moment is filled with a divine potential, and each moment is a miracle in and of itself. If we want to find God, we must do it so in the present moment. If we want to even think about receiving blessings from God, there is no other time than now. And if we want to be at peace with the people around us, it has to be done in the here and now. This coming Sunday, the Holy Church remembers all the faithful departed priests who have passed away from us, the priests who were blessed and ordained by God to serve us the sacraments. And I know for many of us here on this call this evening, there are so many priests that have been involved in our lives. Whether it is a simple word of encouragement, whether it is those priests that have confessed us, those priests who may have celebrated our marriage ceremony, or who may have brought us into the church through the sacrament of holy baptism, or even from whom we received the holy mysteries each and every Sunday. I want us to remember those spiritual fathers, because as we approach this great Lent, and as we are in this period of the 3-day fast, we have to remind ourselves that we are not alone in this journey. There are many who have led the path for us. There have many who have walked the walk and have shown us great examples. And those people leave us behind with their prayers. Let us seek their prayers and intercessions, and with them offer prayers to the one living God to help and guide us on this path to the second coming of Christ. To the glory of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, now and always, and forever and ever. Amen. Unto our Lord Jesus Christ be glory, thanks, and blessings for his living words to us. Unto his Father who sent him for our salvation, and to his living and life-giving Holy Spirit, now and forever and ever. Amen. We believe in one true God, the Father Almighty.